Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Woo. Thank you. Oh my goodness, is it hot or what? Summertime. Hi everybody, welcome to summertime. 'Tis a season of heat, huh? Turn the heater off and turn that air conditioning on. Hey, what a pleasure to be with you. And, of course, I'm very honored and proud for you to come into the Greasy Garage Studio that I'm sitting in, of course, this week here at Auto World in the Auto World Plaza. I'm broadcasting live from Boise, Idaho, as you all know. Good to have you along, each and every one of you. Thank you again for telling your relatives and friends to tune in, and I do appreciate that. We are going to have a lot of fun here at Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio. And I'm telling you, when I say Greasy Garage Studio, folks... Yes, I have some tools in here today with me. Yeah, why not? Why not? Why not have some tools? Some, you know, is it the right-hand crescent wrench or is it the left-hand crescent wrench? Have you ever wondered about that? Sometimes I wonder, is it the right-hand or the left-handed crescent wrench I need to tighten up that nut? Neither. Don't ever try to tighten a nut with a crescent wrench. You know what happens? You end up, if it's in the right or the left hand, you end up with, well, knuckles that tend to be sore because the wrench slipped. You know, isn't that, that is actually the secret of being an automotive mechanic, a technician, you yourself fixing your own cars, you know, of course, watching the YouTube videos and trying to get out there to save a buck or two, and that's what it's all about here at Auto World. I'm here to not only help you with your car repair and your questions about the how to detail, where, how should I detail, do you really want to park your son out in the hot, the car out in the hot sun, yeah, if you can park your son, yeah, don't park your son, tell your son to come help you wash your car. But even, yeah, you know, detailing wise, you don't want to park your car out in the hot sun and try to wash that bad boy by hand in the hot sun. That's not good on paint or you. You'll be melting. You'll be drinking a lot of Gatorade or Powerade. So right here at Auto World, we've got Auto World tips, of course, for you first time listeners. So we've got Auto World the recalls, of course. I like to do recalls. In fact, with that, I've got a recall is actually I've got a remedy. Yes, if. Car, truck manufacturer has actually got a remedy for all of us. It has something to do with that underhood fire recall that I gave you. I believe it was last week. So I've got the answer to that for you. Yay to the manufacturers for fixing it and figuring it out. That's what it's about. We got that for you here today on Auto World. Also, talking about hot and heat and all. Oh, man, turn the air conditioner up. Freon. Give me another shot of Freon, huh? I know a lot of you are probably doing that yourself now. You're not? You can. That you do not need to be certified to put the HCF 134 Freon in your car anymore. You can do it yourself, but sometimes I don't recommend you to do it yourself because, excuse me, well, there's a lot of, I can help you with a lot of tips on that and how and why and how come. So if you ever have any questions about that, please, my microphone and my headset is on for you here. My ears are on. That's right, and I'm here to help you folks with your car questions, your truck questions. In fact, you know, summertime is lawnmower questions, of course. Why is my lawnmower spitting and sputtering? This is a question I get a lot. Do I need to put a carburetor or a fuel injector cleaner in my gas tank on my lawnmower, push, self-propelled, or riding? And yes, you do. You do. But all I've got to kind of highlight here is make sure that you do not put too much, you know, carburetor cleaner. Now, you have to know if it's carbureted lawnmower or if it's fuel injected, because you have fuel injector cleaner and you have carburetor cleaner. You do not want to mix and match. This is not the the Chinese buffet where you get mix and match everything on your plate. No, you put carburetor cleaner in a carbureted vehicle that's burning gas or lawnmower, or of course maybe a dirt bike, motorcycle. And why? Well, because the byproduct of gasoline burning, folks, is carbon. So we don't want any. If you can keep the carbon buildup out of the combustion chamber and on top of the valves and on the stems of the valves, you'll have a lot less. See, I'm here to save you money. You'll have a lot less. You'll have a better financial picture looking at your financials, because you'll keep the money in your pocket, and of course you'll get a better gas mileage too. So, yes, just be aware of how much you should put in there. Don't overdo it. Please don't. So I'm here at 45 years, ASC certified master technician for 45 plus years now. Started on small gas engines, and I'm still working on, of course, small gas engines. And here just the other day, I put a new little piston in and a new barrel. That's the on a remember the CT Honda CT70s? I have a little Honda CT70 that we put a new piston and a barrel on. That's the, of course, the walls called the barrel that go around the piston, new set of rings, and a head on it, overhead cam on that old 1970 version. So the camshaft's overhead the piston, that's what that means. And you folks out there also have overhead camshafts above your pistons. So, yes, you're on top right there. Well, your camshaft's on top, and it's tied together with, some of you have a timing chain that ties that camshaft, of course, down to the crankshaft, which crankshaft moves pistons, camshafts move the valves, the intake valve, and exhaust valve that let the carbon come in, huh? Yeah, not in your car anymore or your lawnmower, because you're putting fuel injector cleaner or carburetor cleaner in it. So anyway, a little bit here on Auto World. Each and every hour of Auto World, every hour, there's 3 hours of Auto World each, yes, every week, folks. Barn finds. We got barn finds. How about field finds? You ever found a barn find or a field find? How about a garage find? Oh, I have actually found body shop finds. How do you do it? We're going to get to that first hour here on Auto World. Also, tinted windows. Do you have tinted windows on your automobile? A lot of you might have them tinted so dark you cannot see out. We're going to give you the goods and the bads of tinted windows. I've got the goods are a lot of goods out there, and there's some bads too, so stay tuned for that. Also, I'm going to give you some fun. We're going to have a lot of fun with car slogans. Yeah, every car manufacturer has a car slogan for their brand and also their models. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that each hour. And also the windshield shades. Do you have one? Who invented the windshield shade? You know, the piece of cardboard that you might have, or what kind of windshield shade do you have? Do you even have it, but it's in the back seat? Or is it in the very back of that SUV? You're not even using it? It takes time to put that, unfold that thing, Mark, and put it up above my dash. Why do I need that? I know I spent $22 for it, but why do I need to put it up there? We're going to get to that. Are they worth it? Yeah. And what is the best color of windshield shades? Also, now that's just the first hour, but second hour of Auto World, I'll give you a little tease. Did you hear about the $1,500 fine an elderly couple got for parking their own car in their own driveway? They got a $1,500 parking fine. Oh, yeah. Of course, the remedy is coming your way for that underhood fire recall. Second hour. Oh, yeah, and Buzz Lightyear. You know Buzz Lightyear? Well, oh, yeah. Yep. 54 square feet of solar panels on top of this car. A lot of buzz going around about this car. And also, this automobile, the best drag coefficient of any car on the planet, folks. Wait till you hear what kind of range it has in its tank. Yep, trivia, automotive trivia, all 3 hours. And also, the third hour, the history of sun visors. Yeah, and again, do you use them? Do you like those sun visors? You know, that thing that's above your head there on the roof of your automobile that you flip down sometimes. I get in some clients' cars when they pull in the greasy garage shop here, and I see that the visor's down, and I'm 6'3". I'm pretty tall, and I can't even see out of the windshield because the sun visor's in the way. So there's a lot of reasons behind the sun visor, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Also, hey, have you heard about Blue Cruise? The Blue Cruise that's coming to you the third hour. Third hour also. What city leads other cities in electric vehicle adoption? Question mark. That's all for you. Coming up right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. I'm glad you could join me. We're looking forward to you coming back because, oh, do I have some M&M Crunchies here. Oh, they're good. Put them in the freezer. Freeze them. That'll cool you off. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Job. I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job. I'm the highway patrol.
Oh, the Sound of the Whistle, Highway Patrol. Good to have you back, folks. This is Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host, sitting right here in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. Each and every week, we have a lot of fun for 3 hours, and it's been this madness has been going on since 1992. Very proud of that. Phone number to get a reach a hold of me right now, live, please do. 855-660-4261. And always, the email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Always, whenever the occasion arises for you to want to know and have some help with your challenges you might have in your auto world. And it doesn't mean if it's a TPMS sensor that's bad and your tire's showing the light on, tire light on, or your engine light on, or your ABS light on in your dash, or even if you're wondering if you should or should not replace the cracked windshield. It just goes on and on and on. There's millions and millions of questions, and that's why I'm here for you, and I'm there and will always be there for you on the email side, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. So, now, barn finds, field finds, and garage finds. Maybe a body shop find, huh? Have you ever had an opportunity to find one of those automobiles, those cars, those trucks? Maybe you might be into maybe even a tractor, an old style, John Deere, maybe a Case. Have you ever had an opportunity to find one? I have in my life, and a lot of people say, well, how do you find that, and what do you call that? Well, what is a barn find first? Well, a barn find, a definition, I guess I could say, is a barn find is a car, person's car, a classic car that has fallen off the radar, of course. It's been sitting in the barn for quite some time. And there with maybe other old cars and trucks in the barn. And a barn, of course, is a barn, period. A barn that's on maybe in a farmer's field or off the side of the field. Or it's not a garage. It's attached to your house. It's an old barn. The roof's caved in on the car more than likely. Maybe the walls are sitting sideways. It's called age. A shelter large enough to protect them, but yet still kind of fallen down. It's been around that car's been there for decades. Decades sitting in that barn. They surrendered. The owner surrendered. Maybe they bought the car, a vintage car or truck, a long, long time ago, and it stopped working. They got tired. They stopped starting. It stopped, it's chugging along. It maybe had a transmission that blew up or a rear end that blew up. So they just parked it. They got the word from the mechanic, the technician, that it costs more to fix the automobile than what it's worth. And so they had the barn, so they just shoved it in the back of the barn and forgot about it. And, of course, that barn find now is a vintage car. It gets off the radar. It's not licensed or registered. It's not tagged anymore, so nobody knows about it. And next thing you know, I come along, you come along, somebody comes along, and how do you find them? Well, we've got to keep our eyes open as you drive, those country roads. And I know the gas prices are high and all, but come on, you got to get out of your garage every once in a while and exercise that automobile that you have, and it might be worth your 5 gallons of fuel, to just drive around the neighborhood that you're in, get out in the country roads out of your city that you're in. And look at the barns. But when you look at the barns, man, to share one story with me back with you, that back in high school, my friend is, again, back to the network of your friends. You say, I'm looking for, just put the word out that you're looking for an older car or an older truck, and you'll take anything that is there. And you like this brand, maybe a Chevy or a Ford brand. And I did that with my friend, and he says, well, I know where there's a old coupe sitting out in a field. And this is one of my field finds that I found. It's 38 Plymouth business coupe, little two-door business coupe. And yeah, it was sitting out in the middle of the field outside of Boise, Idaho here, and where I live and also broadcast from. And so we went out and looked, and sure enough, that little 38 Plymouth coupe was sitting out in the middle of a hog farmer's field, of course, with hogs or pigs in there, using it as what they like to use it for, and it was yucky, smelly, and is sitting in not only mud, but the other word, manure, and it stuck, and it was quite a ways off the road. So, you find them, and this was a field find, you find them, you knock on the door, we knocked on about two or three doors there, we didn't know which house went with that acreage. Anyway, I ended up getting a tow truck, and we tried to get that out of that hog field. We did, and I saved the car. And it came home. I still have the car. But it gets back to the barn finds or the field finds like that or the garage find. Again, now my neighbor here just down the street, I keep my eyes open. You should too. Just because. And even if you're not interested in buying and purchasing those finds you find with your eyeballs, go talk with them. You won't believe the stories behind those cars. My neighbor just down the street had two Corvettes. That one was the very first year the Corvette was produced, and then he bought another one and set it next to it and never drove those Corvettes. But whenever he had the door open, everybody could see those. I just stopped in, didn't want to buy and purchase them. I just want to talk to him and the stories. It's unbelievable why he has them and all that. And since he's passed and he sold those cars. And somebody probably, I didn't purchase them, of course. I didn't know. I didn't have enough room. Wanted them, but I didn't have enough room. So, but overall, is it worth, and why I'm bringing all this up, having fun with the barn find word and the field find and the garage find words, body shop finds? Yeah, body shop finds is another one that I did way, way back when. A body shop, the folks that, and maybe you've been in that position, that you've sent it over to the body shop to get, you know, a lot of work done on that old vehicle, and they throw you an estimate, and that number's so high, you say, I'm done. I can't afford to do it. Forget it. You guys want to buy the car. So they end up buying the car, and then they find out that it's just too, they don't want to do it. It's too much money for their pocketbook, or they're busy. They've got too many other things going on. They sit it in the back corner of the body shop outside. So you start seeing dust and dirt and, you know, everything else on it. Well, you got to, just as if, just like today. The auto repair, the fix-it world with your cars. You might find that Chevy, 65 Chevy Impala, sitting out in that field. It's there, sitting all by itself, and you feel lonely. You know, that car's lonely for you. You feel sorry for it. You might pay $200-$300 for it, $2,000 for it, whatever number you pay for it. And you pay for the tower and you, tow truck, and you go. And they go get it. Everybody brings it home to you, and it's there, and it's sitting in that. And you start adding the numbers up. Oh, my. You better start first before you start pulling it out of the barn, field, body shop, or the garage. You better start hitting some numbers and find out what that's going to cost to get the engine up and running, the transmission up and running, the rear end up and running. How about the brakes? How about the fuel, the gas that we talked about earlier, gasoline? I've given you a tip, of course, by putting the rocks in the gas tanks, but the gas dust, go back to tar, sewage, I call it, sludge in the gas tanks. Can you even get the parts to restore that field find, that barn find? And yeah, some of those barn finds, oh, I've been to Pebble Beach. Oh, I've seen those barn finds go for big, big money, but they've also put big money in them. Coming back when we return, we're going into the email bag right here on Auto World. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The heat is on Sunday as over 30 million people are under heat alerts. Temperatures in Death Valley, California could reach 119, and 112 degrees is a projected high in Phoenix, Arizona. People from Nebraska to Texas could see record highs today. The busy summer travel season is here, but many are facing issues such as cancellations and delays at airports across the country. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on what's being done to help the situation.
We'll collaborate with airlines when they're ready to take steps that are positive and proactive, whether that's improvements in pay that are helping with hiring or flexibility in customer service. We're also going to enforce passenger and consumer rights.
That audio courtesy of Fox News Sunday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Place you want to be in the summertime, having that water splash on you. Keep you cool. Good to have you back. I got to do a little shout out here, first and foremost, to one of our great charter listeners. He answered, there's our shout out horn. Thank you, Axelrod Alex. Appreciate that. This gentleman answered a trivia question from last week through email, and the trivia question was, what is the van in the most popular cartoon show Scooby-Doo named or called? What was the van in the popular cartoon show Scooby-Doo named? And, of course, it's Dan. He's listening. In fact, he's listening. Let me go back to his email here. Dan, thank you. Appreciate it. Dan's listening, he says, on WRMN AM 1410, one of our great affiliate radio stations in DeKalb, Illinois. DeKalb, Illinois, which would be, if I'm not mistaken, right out of Chicago there. So thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. If you would, too, Dan, send me an address. I've got some great little detail package I'd like to send you. Detail bag, gifts and all that keep your car inside and out on your mystery machine clean. Oh, yeah. Great. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate listening to us on WRMN AM 1410. Talking about trivia, I've got trivia for you all 3 hours of Auto World. In fact, let's do one right now. Why not? Let me see. I had a really good one here in front of me. Yes, it is the turn signal. Yes, folks. The turn signal was invented in what year? Make a guess. The turn signal was invented in what year? And of course, as you know, before the turn signal was invented, we had to use our arms. In America? Left arm, because you had your right arm and hand on the steering wheel. In fact, the motorcycle, I still do that when I ride my little 300 down the road. Throw the left arm up and say I'm going right or left. Hopefully you know which direction my arm's pointing. I don't know the younger generation. I have my left arm up and it's pointed in a 90-degree formation. The people behind me, the young kid behind me, might not know what that means. He might be thinking I'm giving him the lazy wave. I hope not. Tinted windows. Again, what year was the turn signal invented? 855-660-4261. Email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Tinted windows. Do you have them? Do you want them? Do you cuss the people that have the tinted windows so dark you can't see? Well, you can't see in there. Well, they don't want you to see in there. Maybe that's why they had them tinted so dark. How many of you, raise your arm with a hand on the end of it, wave to me. How many of you look at the other driver's face, head, as you pull up to the stop sign or four-way stop sign, or even a stoplight, or here in Idaho, we can pull up to the right lane and stop and then go. And if the light's red, we can still go. I look at everybody's face, not to check out their dental work, no, to see how white their teeth are. I want to see where their eyes are looking, because if they're not looking at me, they could just go ahead and push their go pedal and hit me. So I always look at their face and smile at them. I don't wave, I don't have time, I'm trying to go. So tinted windows, the goods and the bads. Well, first, why not have a little history on tinted windows? Window tints. It's a very thin laminate material that can be installed, of course, on the interior or exterior of your glass windows. All sorts of vehicles, and of course, they're doing it on homes. They've been doing it for quite some time. Well, there's four components to window tints: dye, metallic, carbon, and ceramic. The first tints were done back around the time of World War II started, folks. A popular manufacturer was Easy Eye Factory Tint. Since they were the first real company to manufacture tint film, some people at home tried making their own makeshift window tints using a spray, which didn't have the same effect. Oh boy, do I remember those days. I actually tried it. It didn't work. In most cases, it was uneven and hard to keep consistent with throughout the window, and you had, of course, bubbles and all. But the first real window tinting was invented in 1966. Dye-based is when, that's how it started, with dye-based. Have you remember going to the auto parts store and buying the roll that was inside the cardboard box, and you pulled it out and you just got the Windex, you sprayed the window, kept it nice and juicy with the Windex, and you tried to put the window tinting on, it had all those bubbles in it, and then the sun hit it and it turned, the bubbles got bigger, white spots in it, and then it turned kind of like purple. And it made your beautiful-looking car look like no good. Yeah, more sun. Created bubbles. And then it started peeling off. The next generation, of course, that was the first generation. The next generation of car window tints were metallic window films. Oh, yeah. Created in the 90s. It was a mixture of metallic with dye in the film. These had a stronger resistance, of course, to shattering. However, blocks the cellular that comes through the sun. Well, it only resisted up about 50% of the heat. The newest tints of today are a ceramic window tint. These tints last a lot longer, as you know. You've got them on your car. In fact, a lot of the car manufacturers anymore have a tinting on in their glass from the factory. But you folks that do not know if you should or should not tint over the tinting you already have, well, you can tint over. And I don't recommend you do it yourself. Hire it done by a tinting company. Do not go to a company that is selling themselves as a tint-type business to tint your windows. They do it professionally. And they also have a UVA and a UVB rejection system that they can put in there that works really, really good. And, again, you have to check the UV rays you want out. Of course, as you know, it keeps the heat down and all. But you have to check with each and every state, because each and every state has a different Well, there's rules. Yeah. There's rules of window tinting in each and every state. And there is literally, here's some of the, you know, are tinted windows legal? There's seven states. Seven. Listen to this. Seven states: Alaska, California, Delaware, Ohio, New York, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and the District of Columbia require 70% light transmission. Connecticut requires 65% transmission of light with a window tint compliance sticker from the state's Department of Motor Vehicles. So you have to have that sticker in order to, you know, have that on there. Now, there's a certain shade of GIN that legally, how dark can you go before you get pulled over? How many have you been pulled over because you've got tinted windows by Mr. or Mrs. Officer saying, I can't see you? There's federal laws. So you might go to your motor vehicle department in your state where you're listening to us right now from coast to coast and ask if how dark you can go. But I do recommend it. Some goods and some bads about, of course, bads. First off, can you see out? When it gets dark at night, is it harder to see out? Yes, it is. That's one of the bads about it. The solar, you know, the goods. Let's go to the goods. First off, it keeps you cooler. You know that, definitely. It saves all of your upholstery if you've got cloth upholstery. As you know, folks down in Scottsdale and Phoenix and Maricopa, down south, Texas, all Corpus Christi listening. You know, does your upholstery fade? Does your dash completely rot out? Does your steering wheel turn to jello because you don't have the windshield shade up and you don't have windows tinted? Yes. How about it melts the solder points on your circuit board on your computer, folks? Yeah. Tint your windows. Lightly. Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll be right back, right here from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. Go into the email bag, I promise.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Ben Utek.
I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Idea how many windshield shades I have. Quite a few. I think I actually, when it gets down to a motorhome, you can't get a big enough windshield shade to cover a Class A motorhome, so you got to customize one of something out of something. Maybe just a 4x8 sheet of plywood, huh? Paint it the color you like. I don't know where you're going to put it. You get it up there on the windshield, but then when you decide to drive your motorhome, where are you going to put the 4x8 sheet of plywood? Oh, I don't know. Car slogans. Why not? We're going to have fun with car slogans all 3 hours of Auto World. Here's a few right now before we go to the phone lines. Acura. Acura slogans. An Acura. Do you own an Acura? Here's one of their slogans. The road will never be the same. How about you folks with an Audi? Here's an Audi. Now I'm not talking about Audi or any belly buttons. I'm talking about the Audi, the brand of the car with the four circles for the, you know, the branding, the logo on the grill. Okay, Audi. There's one of their slogans. Never follow. Huh. We're going to go down the list, starting with A, probably go all the way to Z. Can you name a brand of a car that starts with a Z? That's a trivia right there for you, huh? Why not? I look forward to your calls and your emails each, every weekend. Every weekend, folks. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is the email, and our phone number is 855-660-4261. With that said, let's go to one of our charter listener members, Sonny in Ocala, Florida. Hi, Sonny. Welcome.
Right. Hi, Mark. Talking about tinting, if I were a cop and I pulled somebody over or there was somebody on the side of the road and you want to check it out, if you can't see in, you know, if they're sitting there waiting to blow your brains out as you approach the car or not. And I think there's definitely should be a law against this total blackout tinting on any vehicle, whether it's a car or SUV or any Suburbans or whatever.
Yeah.
Total blackout is not good. It's not safe
good
to anybody.
Absolutely.
A car that begins with a Z would be a Zephyr.
Zephyr? Yeah. What brand is it?
That's a Lincoln.
What brand, Sonny? Oh, you're good. Yep, good. And now, Sonny, do you think that if you were an officer and you did, okay, so that car in front of you, completely blacked out windows, and there's no, let's just make it a simple thing here. There's no brake lights on the vehicle. Would you kind of, would you not want to pull the vehicle over because of the dark, blacked out windows to tell them the records are out?
Yeah, I would, but I wouldn't get out of my car. I'd use the intercom or the PA system to get him to get out of his car. And then he would have to stand between me and his car.
Yeah, and then you're probably on for a road race there, aren't you?
No, I don't think so, not if the driver's stepping out. But if if more than likely, if there's something suspicious going on, they're just going to jump on the gas. But usually, I don't think that would, you know, that happens a lot, but still. Today's day and age, a policeman's got to be second-guessing every move he makes.
Absolutely. Now you're in Florida. One question, Sonny, for you. Is your windows tinted? Is your windows tinted on your two cars you have there?
I have solar tinting on my windows to help reflect the RV, you know, the UV rays.
UV. Uh-huh. Now, when you say solar, help us out there.
Well, you can look into the car. I can look out. You know, there is a tint, so to speak, but it's not blacked out is the way I'm talking about.
Sure. Yeah. Now, why did you tint your windows? Is it because of the heat and the sun in Florida? Is that the biggest reason?
I bought the car new here. I had it. First thing we did was we had the extra UV heat, UV tinting put on the glass. You can put it on all the glass except the windshield.
Sure.
So
you've
got to always remember to park your car so it's facing north or east or northeast.
Sure. So you don't get cooked.
Sun off the front.
Yeah, because it is hot. Do you have a windshield shade you put up? One of the portable windshield shades? Yeah.
The other thing I would like to say is a couple of programs back, you had you were saying use a little STT.
Yes.
I did. I found, I'm not trying to brag about STP or anything. Gas mileage, I checked, but things are getting worse here with all the traffic. People are moving in from all over the country to Florida, it seems like. So my gas mileage goes down the tubes, but the STP, I notice when I'm stepping on the gas a little bit, or whether to, keep up with traffic, the engine feels smoother and it sounds smoother. That's all I can tell you. So to me, that's a plus.
Good. Oh, yes. And now, have you the fuel injector cleaner is what you're talking about, into the fuel tank, the liquid.
Yeah.
Now, are you only on your first bottle or your second bottle, Sonny?
Second bottle.
Second, okay.
The engine is running smoother.
Good. We got the carbon out of there, yeah. And from my experiences, too, Sonny, with customers, clientele here over the years, it takes about three bottles, and this is only based upon three bottles, I say, every other fuel tank, and this is based upon a vehicle that's got, 85,000 and more miles on it. Because
one car I have about a couple of thousand short of 100,000 miles.
Perfect.
And that's the car I notice it on.
Yeah, perfect, because now what that's doing is getting all the carbon out of there, and that's why you're going to start to see better fuel economy, too. Your gas mileage will go up, guarantee it. I mean, I will.
Well, I always follow my gas mileage, and it runs around 27 miles to the gallon. But like I said, the past year or so, there's so much traffic, and, of course, the road department doesn't adjust the traffic lights reasonably. In other words, you start off at a green light. By the time you get down to the next light, it's turning red. So, it's like stop and go courtesy of the traffic lights.
Yep, and the bicycle that you just passed on the right is now past you.
I used right? to do that when I was a kid.
Yeah. How many? Here's a real fun trivia question for the bicyclers. That's a bicycler that just passed. You passed them, but then they passed you because you're sitting there at the stoplight. How many McDonald's hamburgers does it take to fuel per mile on a bicycle? to eat.
You got
yeah.
Me.
Yeah, see, and some of the fries and milkshakes to keep the energy going on that bicycle pedal. Anyway, well, Sonny, I appreciate it. I appreciate your info and letting me know. I had to ask you about your tinting on your cars because in Florida now some of the states we don't have. You know, we're four seasons here in Boise, Idaho, and, of course, down in the Texas area and you down south in Florida. And then we've got, you know, of course, Arizona folks and Las Vegas folks. They have more sun than we do.
Right.
So Axelrod Alex and I were talking about that on break. It's like, well, you know, he's in Minnesota in an undisclosed location there. Anyway, it's like, well, does he need sun, you know, in Minnesota? Well, how many months, weeks, days does he have a sunshine? So it depends on, this is for all our listeners, it depends on, doesn't it, Sonny, on how many days of sun do you have?
Well, I think that it really doesn't matter exactly where you are in this United States, but with the UV from the sun, you know, you can get it up there in North Dakota almost as well as you can get it down here in Florida. UV and it's ever present, and it seems to be higher these days because the sun is emitting more radiation.
Yes, absolutely. And when you first hop in that car or vehicle, the air conditioner has to work harder, doesn't it, if you don't have that cabin already halfway cool? So you're getting your air conditioning not to work as hard, Sonny, with tinted windows right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, well, the other thing I would suggest to anybody is once you get the air going in the car, put it on recirculate because the outside temperature could be 95 and at best you might see 20 degree temperature difference unless you put it on recirculate. So
absolutely.
If it's like 100 out and you put it on recirculate, you should be able to drop it down to around 80 in the cabin of the car.
Absolutely. Recirculate the same cool air. Well, Sonny, the garage door is starting to come down. I appreciate you calling in. Daughter World again. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. And I
absolutely,
enjoy
Sonny.
Your program.
Thank you, Sonny. I appreciate it. Well, that's it. The garage door is going down. We're going to see you in a second hour. Coming right up. I'm Mark Evans.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm nationwide. Yes, I'm bad.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The consumers